Alaska Electric Light and Power's parent company says its acquisition by Hydro One remains on track. That's despite political pressure that forced the resignation of the Canadian company's leaders. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
Hydro One has been roundly criticized in Canada over rising utility rates. Ontario's newly elected leader, Doug Ford, had made the company's unpopularity a campaign issue. He convened a press conference last week.
I said over and over and over again on the campaign trail, the CEO of Hydro One and the board will be gone. I'm happy to say today, the CEO and the board of Hydro One, they're gone, they're done.
Hydro One had been publicly owned since 2015, but the province of Ontario still holds a minority stake, which, coupled with Ford's bully pulpit, was apparently enough to force the company's leadership to resign. Market analysts warned the upheaval could delay or even torpedo the $5.3 billion deal to acquire AEL&P's parent company, Avista. The Hydro One Avista transaction requires approval in 5 states and is still being reviewed by state regulators in Oregon, Idaho, and Washington. Regulators in Alaska and Montana have already signed off.
We remain committed to this merger with Hydro One and believe it still provides benefits to all of our stakeholders.
Casey Fielder is a spokeswoman for Avista in Spokane, Washington. She said AEL&P's managers will
continue to manage the operations there in Juneau, and this should not have a material impact on the customers there in Juneau.
Avista penned a 7-page letter to Alaska regulators this week, reaffirming its commitment to the deal. It stated that structural arrangements would insulate operations of its subsidiaries from changes of leadership at Hydro One. Closer to home, AEL&P is celebrating its 125th anniversary this week in Juneau.
Actions in Ontario will not impact our ability to serve our customers.
Debbie Driscoll is the company's spokeswoman.
AEL&P remains focused on our operations and providing clean, reliable power to the community of Juneau, as we always have been.
Market analysts say the risk to the Avista Hydro One merger remain twofold. If any one of the 5 state regulators declines to approve the deal, it would trigger a domino effect. The other risk is that Hydro One's new leadership team, which has yet to be named, could cancel the Avista deal. Analysts agree both scenarios are unlikely but possible. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.